So many people that have really hit big have gone against the tide. But you have to have great confidence in yourself. You have to be the right person. There are very few people that can pull it off. But when you pull it off, it's great if you can have a mentor. Having a mentor makes a big difference in life. Now, you have to look around who's somebody that you aspire to be or to be like. But having a mentor, it's really just a wonderful thing if you can have a mentor.
I went to a great school. I went to the Wharton School of Finance. And in that school, I met a lot of people heading industry today and over the past, very smart people. But I've watched some of the people grow. I've watched some of the most incredible, brilliant students. And they didn't make it like other people made it because they didn't have that drive. They didn't have that never give up ability. I don't know if it's an ability or if you have it, just you can't quit. And I've seen people quitting, and if they would have held out longer, they would have been successful. I've seen it so much. I've seen some of the most brilliant people in the world that never made it because they were quitters. One of the most important things, never, ever quit. Never quit. They were just quitters. They would quit. They just couldn't take it. They couldn't, whatever. One of the things about loving what you do is that it's not work, and therefore you don't quit automatically. It's a lot easier not to quit. But you can never give up. Now, you have to also have flexibility, though. You can't necessarily say, I'm never giving up, I'm gonna... And you got to be able to weave and bob. You don't have to go through a concrete wall when you can go over it or around it or under it or something. You have to have flexibility. You have to always be able to change course a little bit, maybe always with that same goal, but don't quit.
And we're on this planet for a very, very small period of time, and achievement is something that really gives you great pleasure. And when you achieve something, that's great, but now on to the next. Very important, you keep going.
I was no different when I was 20 years old, believe me. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to get out of Brooklyn. I said, Pop, I love you, but I want to get out of Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn, but I want to get out. And I love those buildings. You know, I look from Queens and Brooklyn, and I'd see those big buildings, those big skyscrapers in Manhattan. I said, Pop, that's what I want to do. That's what I wanted to do. About 8 years ago, I was approached by NBC and Mark Burnett to do a show that they had entitled The Apprentice. Now, I had an agent, a big, big, big agent, and he was a great agent. But I shook Mark Burnett's hand, and NBC was dying to do it. And they said, we'd only do it if you do it, Trump. You're the only one we want, nobody else. I was honored, and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. I knew nothing about television, nothing. My agent calls me. I heard you accepted doing The Apprentice. I won't let you do it. I said, Jim said... Donald, in the history of television, there's never been a primetime show about business or what you're trying to do that succeeded. I said, I wish you told me that. Then he said, and only 3% of the shows that go on television make it. In other words, you're probably going to have a failure anyway, but you'll definitely have a failure. I'm your agent. I do not want you to do this show. I said, you know, Jim, I have a problem. I shook the hand of NBC and I shook the hand of Mark Burnett. I said, I shook the hand. He said, doesn't matter. You can't do it. I said, I have to do it. Anyway, time goes by. We do the show. It goes on. It starts at number 10. It goes to 8. It goes to 5 and 4. It then goes to number 2. And the following week, it's the number 1 show on television. And I knew it was good because I didn't know what the word rating meant. I didn't know, is that good or bad? But I knew it was good because the chairman of NBC called me. It was my birthday. And it was 7 in the morning, and he called. He said, Donald, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Now, to me, as an instinctive businessman, that means we're doing okay, right? My wife said, who was that? I said, that was the chairman of NBC. He wanted to wish me a happy. She said, darling, it's like 6:30 in the morning. We went out, and I get a call from the agent, and he calls me also. But his call was like at 8. He said, Donald, congratulations. I'd like to see you. I said, Jim, what do you want to see me about? He said, well, your show just hit number 1. And if you don't mind, I think I'm entitled to a very substantial commission. He said, how much do you think you're entitled to? Well, how about $2 or $3 million? I said, Jim, you're fired. And that was it. Point is, number one, I shook hands. I want to honor my handshake. I would have, had I not shaken hand, I would have really listened to Jim. That's important. Number two is, sometimes in life to be successful, oftentimes, most of the time, you have to follow your instincts. You have to follow your gut. You have to. Your parents may say wrong, your whoever may say wrong, but you have to do it. Now, speaking of that, you've got to love what you do. And I've seen so many instances where people with great talent went into things that they didn't love and they failed. I would always say to people, and I'd see people, and I'd say, you got to love what you do. Because, you know, if you love what you do, you work harder. But it's not work. I just bought Doral. I was telling Jerry, I just bought Doral. 800 acres in the middle of Miami. Gorgeous. I'm so excited. I want to fix it up. It's sort of not so nice now. It's got the big tournaments, got everything, but it was run by Wall Street people. Wall Street people aren't good for fixing things. They're good for moving paper. That's not good. That's not what we want in the country. I want to do sort of a version of what you did here, but I have many, many jobs like that. I love taking things and fixing them, taking things and building. I love building. I almost like fixing better, because if you're smart, if you're really smart, you can save a lot of money when the building is there, the foundations are built, the steel is up, the walls are up. And then, you know, you have people say renovation costs you more money. Those are people that aren't smart people. I know that for a fact you renovated a couple buildings here and did very well that you could never, ever do if you had to build new. If you build new, I love that too. I do it both ways. But there's something great about the renovation project. So you've got to love what you do. You've got to work hard. Never, ever quit. Never, ever give up. Because that's the other thing. I've seen people that are super genius, but they don't have that gut feeling. They don't have that stick-to-itiveness, that never quit. And I've seen people that almost made it and failed because they couldn't go that extra mile. They couldn't do it. So you get something, you never, ever quit, never, ever give up. You know, when people ask me about success, I've just started thinking about it over the last couple of years because I've seen a lot of it. You have to have an ability to handle pressure because you, no matter how successful you are, I have many, many friends and enemies, a lot of enemies too, I don't care, but they're smart. I have a lot of enemies and I've watched people and I've seen it. And people that can handle pressure can be entrepreneurs, can be successful. Now, I have some friends that are really, really smart, but they can't handle pressure. In which case, they should work for somebody, do great, and have a good life. There's nothing wrong with it. Because I almost think that's an instinctive thing, the ability to handle pressure. Now, one of the things I tell people about pressure is, you know what? They said, how do you handle pressure? Who's had more pressure than me? Ay, ay, ay. Have I had pressure over the years? You have to remember, it doesn't matter. God matters. Your family matters. It doesn't matter. And if you say it, I have some people, they say, I've got to be successful. I've got to be. They'll never be successful. It's too crazy. They can't think straight. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you that was going crazy standing up about your success, right? So, You've got to be able to sort of say to yourself, nothing matters that much other than the real big deals with family, with your faith, etc. Okay. Always have passion. You've got to have passion for your family, for your life, for your church, for whatever it is. You've got to have that passion.
I've always believed in positive thinking. At the same time, I don't want to mislead. I also believe in aspiring, in terms of what you're doing, aspiring to protect against the downside. You can't just be this wonderful guy walking around, everything's positive, because unfortunately, that's not the way the world is.